This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Will.
And Mike.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Mike, you had mentioned a friend of yours or some, a coworker, somebody that you work with online at the tribe.news. I think you mentioned.
Joe Santaniello. He's a DC campaign strategist. That he had told us about getting busted in Louisiana
for selling bitcoins.
Yeah.
And he's fighting it. You said.
Yeah.
So, do you know anything else about it?
I don't. I actually just messaged him to get more details and.
Yeah, I'm very interested in hearing about that. So maybe it's one of those things where he just got popped and it never really made the news headlines. One of those situations.
Don't know. We'll find out.
All right. So as we know more, we'll share that with you as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Ricky is on the line in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you there, brother. And good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I mean, there was some events last night that transpired in a little bit of back and forth here. And if I may have a little bit of a conversation, and then I have a request with Will over here, if that's all right. You there, Will?
Hey, how you doing, Ricky?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I want to ask you a question first off. Are you familiar with Matthew chapter 5, verse 37?
I'm sure if you quoted it to me, I could probably be.
Yeah, simply let yes mean yes and you know mean no. Anything beyond this is from the evil one. You know that one, right?
Yes.
You understand it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, Ricky, that being said, I got my hat on.
You're Ricky. Were you referring to yourself in the third person there?
No, I'm saying.
No, he was basically telling me that, you know.
No. Sir means respect. You have none. You can call me Ricky.
Oh, I see. That's what he's saying. Okay, gotcha.
That being said, see, the thing that's transpired last night.
Where I come, you just say sir to anybody that's more than 5 years older than you.
I would say sir to people younger than me when I was doing customer service. It's just, anyway, go ahead, Ricky. What were you talking about?
Well, here's what it comes down to. You asked him a question. I'm going to answer that for
you. Who asked who a question?
Oh, Brother Will last night, if he said what he said when he talked to Ricky. You know, that night, and I can tell you, that night, I'm going to quote it, and I'm going to tell you what he said, and you can look it up in the archives.
Okay.
See, okay, Brother Darrell was on that night, and I was talking about $2 bills and money. Now, I appreciate Will not interrupting me, and he can definitely respond. Now, as the call was going on, first thing came out of Will's mouth is, just out in open air, he started with that little laugh of his. He says, hey, he says, Darrell, I'm glad you left that door open. Now, he further on at the end, after the call ended, and he said, and I quote, I'm going to quote this now. He says, whether I'm on the air or listening, I usually do something else. Now, my answer to this.
What is that supposed to mean?
I swore.
What does that mean? What is this in reference to?
Whenever Ricky comes on the show and I'm listening at home, I can't understand him.
Right. That's why I have to constantly ask questions to try to kind of understand.
I usually just go do something else. When I used to smoke cigarettes, that was my time that I would go outside
Ricky
and smoke.
Time?
Yeah. Ricky time. Well, there used to be another guy, that James guy from Arizona.
Yeah.
I used to go outside for him.
We had to ban him.
Yeah.
He just kept calling about the same old thing. And Ricky's starting to turn into a James where he's calling obsessively about previous shows. And that may cross a line soon, Ricky. But go ahead with what you have to say.
Well, here's the thing. If you listen to the archive show of the 30th, he said, I'm glad you're leaving that door open. And then he also said.
What door? What are we talking about?
he said something, and Daryl looked at me because there was a
no, I'm just going to turn you down. Your shouting ain't going to work.
There was a joke that could have been made. Ricky said something, and like it left this door wide open
this
for
is
a
the
joke.
Worst part.
And Daryl looked at me because he thought of the joke the same time I did, and I was like, I'm so glad you left that door open instead of, you know, walking through it.
So,
no, I don't think so. You're walking straight in the gates of hell, liar.
What are you saying he's lying about?
Because you listen to that show. He said, I'm glad you're leaving that door open. Ha, ha, ha. And he's saying that to Daryl in reference to me. And he says, at the end, when Miss Melanie defended me and said that it was, she kind of uptight by the way he was operating.
Melanie wasn't on the show. Will was on.
Yeah, no, Daryl was on, Melanie was on, Will was
on. No, Daryl wasn't on. No, I'm sorry. I think that all the shows are blurring together in your mind, Ricky. We don't have four hosts on at one given time. And yeah, I'm sorry about that, but you might want to check your archive or your memory or something like that.
October 30th.
See, here's the problem, Ricky. I'm going to tell you this now. I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear any more calls about previous shows because the average person listening to this program wasn't listening on October 30th. Lots of people are in their cars right now driving home from work or getting into a rental car at the airport or whatever. They're flipping on the radio and they're hearing some lunatic shrieking at the top of his lungs about something that happened on the air 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
It was October 30th.
I don't care when it was. I really don't care.
Oh, it's okay to lie on the air.
Huh?
He lied on the air, and he lied to you.
Ricky, no one knows what you're talking about, and you don't even know what you're talking about. You couldn't even recollect who was on the show correctly. Thank you for the call tonight. So that's going to be enough of that. No more calling about whatever happened in the past on this show, especially if you can't actually recollect it for the listener. I mean, it would be one thing if there was some understandable recollection of what it was that happened.
It's probably half my fault. Ricky was on the air, so instead of paying attention, I was ordering new registers for the floor on the internet.
Let's talk to Joe. He's calling from Louisiana, I think. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Oh, I'm actually in Florida right now. But
all right.
Yeah, Mike told me to call in to talk about something going on in Bitcoin, talking about the inevitable bust from Tether.
From Tether?
Was that from Tether?
I think it's going to be the major cause of it. I mean, you're saying...
Okay, hold on. Wait. Maybe there was a miscommunication. We could talk about Tether, but our listeners will need to understand what that is. That's a whole other conversation. We were told that you were busted, arrested for selling Bitcoin.
Me being arrested. Yes. Okay, I misunderstood what he was talking about.
Is that something that you want to talk about? Because, obviously, if you've got criminal charges against you, most attorneys would recommend you not talk about it. But if you want to, I'm happy to hear the story.
I'll keep it in key kind of vague for the time being.
All right.
You are correct. The attorney definitely told me to keep it, not be very open about everything going on because, it can tie to the case. But essentially, when I was driving through Kansas, somebody got pulled over, and because I knew that person, I later got pulled over. And by knowing them, I mean, like, we are friends, and that was really the extent of it. And,
you knew which person? I'm sorry, I missed the detail. What does knowing someone have to do with getting pulled over?
They texted me to say, hey, let's go get lunch.
Uh-huh.
And, after I just got pulled over, driving east, he's driving east. I was like, sure, let's go get lunch. He got pulled over. They said he had, allegedly had some cannabis on him. I get pulled over. It seemed, that I had, Bitcoin wallet.
Just to be clear, I just want to make sure. I'm sorry, Joe, to keep interrupting you here. I just try to want to set the scene correctly here. You are driving separately from this other person who wanted to meet you for lunch. Was this other person someone who wanted to buy Bitcoin from you?
No, not at all.
Okay, so just a friend.
Anybody new besides me. Yeah, just another friend.
Just a friend.
We're just in the same direction.
Yeah,
I had a friend with me in the vehicle, a different person, one of my actual good friends in the vehicle,
right.
And he was he was doing some trades for me while we were driving on Bittrex, and so when I got pulled over, they ended up seizing all my stuff, and they were making jokes, essentially, that having cryptocurrency makes you an international drug dealer.
Okay, slow down for a moment here. You said this was Kansas where this happened?
Yeah, it was Kansas.
Was this a federal government or the Kansas state government?
State Highway Patrol is what pulled me over.
All right. I want to hear more of your story. If you can stick with us, I want to bring you back here. Joe, do you have time for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang on here. I'll find out. How did the State Patrol find out you had cryptocurrency to begin with is my first question. There's more coming up here. Or was this like an investigation that they were conducting on you? This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, I do want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, check out Dash.org. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and they can earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org. Find out why. There, we got Joe on the line. He's calling us from Florida, recapping a situation that you had with the Kansas State Police, who you say pulled you over and somehow discovered that you had Bitcoin or were selling Bitcoin, and then ultimately that led to charges, but we hadn't gotten much further than the pullover. So can you take it from there?
Yeah. Beginning, my buddy texted me. The first video.
Because we did ask you to call in, I'm going to give you the chance to not get hung up on, but I apologize. We are doing a radio show here. Normally our rule is there one violation and you're done, but I'm going to hold on to you here, Joe. I hope that you can not say certain words that start with S or F or C if we move ahead with this. Can you please not do that?
Yeah, no, absolutely, no problem.
Okay, great. Go ahead and continue your story.
So he got beat up by the officer for asking him to get a warrant or to, you know, use his dog. Later, I find out that the reason I got pulled over is they radioed in because he texted me and to pull my vehicle over because we were literally, you know, about a mile.
So they got into his phone. Just to be clear, they got into the guy's, your friend's phone after beating him up. And then they found your phone number because he had texted you, and they somehow knew that you were also on the same road?
To an extent. We were, you know, heading the same direction. We were in Colorado near around the same time. And so we were just heading that way. I'm trying to keep it as vague as possible just because situation. And then later I was pulled over. They're like, can we search the vehicle? I was like, I don't really have anything to hide, so I prefer not to. They're like, can you show your insurance? I'm like, sure. Eventually they're like, all right, we need to talk to you guys. And I was like, okay, now I'm getting a little confused why I was being put over in the first place. So they end up seeing my buddy was trading earlier, but when we got out of the car, he left that open. Left my ledger sitting right there in my laptop because I was trading, pulling some stuff off of Bittrex, and I was going to move it to my phone later.
Clarify, you had a buddy in your car. He was on your laptop doing some Bitcoin or cryptocurrency trading on an exchange called Bittrex, but he left the laptop open during the pullover, so the police had access to it?
They tried to. I think they, you know, very shortly after it got closed, I don't think they realized the people that they brought like 12 officers to the scene. And they ended up closing it later, but they... they just grabbed my ledger. They grabbed my phone. I get taken in and interrogated. They're making jokes about cryptocurrency, drug dealing, and stuff
what
like that.
What were you? I'm sorry to interrupt again here. What were you taken in for? Were there criminal charges? Were you arrested for something?
I got detained, and then they wouldn't tell me what I was being charged with. I was sat there from 5 p.m. till about 2 a.m. Them trying to just question me, having me answer questions about stuff I had no relevance to. They eventually threw me into a jail. I was held there for 2 weeks before they filed any charges at all. The next 2 days later, they refused to let me see an attorney. Then they gave me a $100,000 cash bond.
For what charge?
Without any charges. With no charges at this point. When I was first given a bond, I had zero charges.
Wow. I mean, the justice system is crazy. I've never even heard of something like that before, but okay, tell me more.
Oh, being denied an attorney for the first, you know, week and a half was annoying enough, thankfully.
Yeah.
You know, I finally started remembering enough phone numbers to get an attorney in there and demand that I had a real bail hearing, not being dragged around in chains to a video room, being told I had a bond for $100,000 cash and no charges filed, but there may be a charge filed at some point.
What happened to your buddy who was in the car with you when you were getting arrested?
He got arrested as well. Later tried to make it. They gave him the same reason. There was no charges for the first 2 weeks. The other person that got beat up didn't get charged till about 5 days after I got out. So I got out the very end of October, very beginning of November, and he got charged a little bit after that.
So then you acquired an attorney, and what developed from that?
They said there were pending charges on conspiracy, possession of cannabis, which I didn't have any. They said there was a conspiracy because of cryptocurrency was what they were alleging, which ended up being dropped. so they're just holding everything now until January.
What are they holding until January? Your stuff?
My Nano Ledger, my phone, a bunch of other random things of mine for evidence.
So you aren't being charged with anything right now? They dropped all the charges?
No, they're trying to charge me with possession. That's what their reasoning is.
Possession of cannabis?
Yes, which I had none of.
So they planted it, is what you're suggesting, perhaps?
Nope. They didn't find a single bit of it in the vehicle I was in. They're charging me because I know somebody who had cannabis in another vehicle.
So they are communicating, that constitutes some sort of conspiracy, apparently.
Wow.
Correct. But they dropped conspiracy, they left possession, and then
how did they get into your phone? How did they get into your phone?
They never got into my phone, as far as I know, until they also got a warrant for it, because they ended up later getting into my Pixel, which kind of blew my mind, because I ended up seeing logins on my Gmail, logins on my Facebook and stuff when I was already, when I was still sitting inside. So somehow they were able to get into a warrant for that. But they ended up dropping possession of a communications device, which in Kansas, mind you, you can get arrested for technically having a phone. It's a class one misdemeanor. So only a phone can technically give you a class one misdemeanor in that state.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
This is a crazy story. Thank you for sharing it with us here tonight. I guess, so it sounds like what the real problem was, your friend didn't have any kind of way to, or he didn't lock his phone, it sounded like, because that's how they found your text messages in the first place, to be able to know where you were, that you were planning on meeting this guy, because he was arrested first, or pulled over first, and you say they saw the text messages. Well, if the dude had a lock on his phone, they wouldn't have been able to see any of the text messages, and it just should have ended there.
He was trying to video him, because when we got in, he came in much later. He was hospitalized first. They ended up cracking his cheekbone, bruising, cracking a few ribs, after telling him to get a search warrant. He was going to try to videotape, but the moment he started videoing, the cops sucker punched him and ripped him out of the car.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, if you're dealing with rogue cops like that, all bets are off. Anything can happen. He's lucky to get away with his life in that case. Joe, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for sharing that. And if you ever want to update us on your situation, we'd love to hear about it in the future. I'm glad to hear they dropped the conspiracy charge against you. So at least in that case, he wasn't arrested, the charges didn't stick for the crypto stuff.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
To join us here, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Will,
and Mike.
We got more on the Bitcoin front coming up here in moments. We were talking about mining and the Egyptian miners who are trying to avoid detection to some extent by the government there. You can also share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind. Let's go to the phones. Do the fun, though. We got Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Michael.
Hey there.
Ian, I know I've asked you, and then I've also asked Daryl this, but I'd like to get see what the other two guys think. Have you guys looked into or tried any of the cannabis coins that are out there, or even the hemp coins?
Not personally, no.
You're talking about the cryptocurrencies like that are named after
like pot coin
or cannabis coin or hemp coin. Robert, can you back off your phone? It's a little bit blown out. It's hard to kind of hard to understand you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't have it on speakerphone tonight.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of back away from it a little bit. So, you'd called about these things before. There are minor cryptocurrencies in the realm of, you know, the lower pack of, there's 1,000 plus different cryptos out there. I think the one that was most popular was Potcoin, in like maybe that was in the top 50 or something like that, if I'm recollecting correctly.
Yeah, it's pretty high up there, along with Dogecoin. That's one of the
Dogecoin still in the top 50? That wouldn't surprise me.
I was up, like, yeah. Way up.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I bought $3 worth of Doge, you know, a while ago, and all of a sudden today it was worth, I think, $5.23 earlier, and It's, I mean, it's at 0.19, and the highest I've ever seen before today was 1.4, and it's normally around 1.1 or 1.2.
All right, so correction, Potcoin is currently ranked at number 126 on the CoinMarketCap.com rankings. This is a coin that is ostensibly designed for somehow assisting people who are selling marijuana through, like, dispensaries and things like that. Is that right, Robert?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, I think it's also going to be for, you know, people that need it medically.
What I don't understand with a lot of these coins is, what is it that makes it unique? Because right now, if I'm running a medical dispensary, I can already use Dash, I could use Bitcoin Cash, I could use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that are already very popular in the top 10. Why would anybody want to get involved in one of these small coins that, you know, may or may not survive, may or may not be a good investment? I mean, there's a lot of speculation out there with these cryptocurrencies. What is it about Potcoin that you think is interesting?
Well, I mean, if you read through the reviews and stuff like that, and what it talks about, you know, how it operates and stuff. It's really, you know, I mean, it really seems very promising.
How long has this been around for? Because I feel like it's been around for a few years. It's not brand new, right? Yeah.
I think it's been around for at least 5 to 6 years.
No, it could have been that long.
That I remember.
No, there's no way it could have been that long, because Litecoin, I don't think, came out until like 2013, and it was the first alternative to Bitcoin out there. I mean, I got to say here, it just doesn't seem to me. I'm looking at the Potcoin site, potcoin.com, and I mean, what do I know, right? Like, when I first heard about Dash, I was like, oh, yeah, Dash, you know, just another Bitcoin competitor, another Bitcoin's going to be there forever. So, you know, anything can happen. It's certainly possible that Potcoin could rise above 126, where it currently is, and come into the top 10. But, you know, it just doesn't seem like it's doing anything differently. Another version of Bitcoin that they've labeled Potcoin and have marketed it as some sort of solution to, you know, the people in the marijuana industry. And I don't see how it's any more of a solution than any other cryptocurrency, like, you know, Dash or Bitcoin Cash.
Well, I think probably what it is because it represents the use of marijuana, and then it's Dennis Rodman, and, you know, all that.
Oh, they hired Dennis Rodman to promote it?
well, I mean,
there's credibility.
He's always being all those ads.
Yeah. I don't know, Robert. You know, it's all speculation. I would say to anyone who's thinking about investing in any cryptocurrency, just remember, you know, don't put any money into it that you can't afford to lose completely. And I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. How do you pick a winner? I mean, because I remember, like, Dash is right now number 5, right? Dash is currently the number 5 cryptocurrency in the world. It's passed up Litecoin. Now, they've kind of been neck and neck for a while, and then one will pass one, the other will pass the other. And
Dash has been past Litecoin for, I mean, as far as...
No, it wasn't just a few days ago. Yeah, Litecoin was number 5 a few days. They've been flipping back and forth, 5 and 6, for a while.
What do you mean by 5 and 6? Like,
so if you go to CoinMarketCap.com, they rank by market cap. So whichever coin has the total value in the market that is highest. So it's Bitcoin, it's Ripple. No, it's Ethereum, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, Dash, and Litecoin. Those are your
top
6.
So it's not based on the value per coin, then?
No.
Okay.
No, if you
say, whoa, wait a second.
You can go to those sites, and you can rank based on the value of the coin, and then you'll get some really weird crap that, like, comes up to the top that would nowhere normally not be near the top just because they don't have very many coins or whatever, and for whatever reason, they're just worth a lot. But just remember, whenever you're getting into this stuff, it's always speculation. You don't know what's going to happen with these coins. Most of them, even though Potcoin is saying, hey, we're all about the marijuana industry, is it actually being used by the marijuana industry?
You know, if I was traveling and I had the Pot Wallet mobile app on my phone and I got pulled over,
that's bad.
I think some cops would take a little bit closer look at me versus having some more mundane wallet.
Dash. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. That's a great point. So you might be actually getting yourself into a hotter water, a more difficult situation by your use of PotCoin. So, yeah, what I was going to say, though, was Dash, I remember years ago, it must have been like 2013 or something, we were at our first Bitcoin conference ever back in like 2013, and I think it was San Jose, and we interviewed Evan Duffield, who's the founder of Dash, and, you know, of course, my attitude back then was like, oh, there's a zillion altcoins, and, you know, why is this one so special? And, of course, he explained, well, there's this governance structure, and, you know, here's how we're splitting up the mining rewards. I'm like, okay, cool. We interviewed him, as we do. We'll talk to innovators and doers. That didn't mean we agreed or that we were signed on board, right? Like, we interview all kinds of people at these conferences. We aren't investors in their companies, right? And, of course, I certainly could have afforded at that time. Dash was probably less than a penny or something like that. I could have very well afforded to buy, 20 Dash masternodes at that time, had I, seen any kind of value in it. But at that time, Bitcoin was hot, Bitcoin was good, Bitcoin was awesome, and everything else just seemed like a me too. And Dash is number five in the world.
Even if it is in the venture capital world with startups, and it's looking at these altcoins is a lot like looking at various tech startups. And a lot of VCs think that they're pros at picking the winners, but the truth is that very few of them know able to real pick winners.
Only the market decides.
And what they do is the real winners, they shotgun. They'll shotgun 50 to 100 companies, and one or two of them will become very successful.
The rest of them will lose.
And the rest of them will lose. But, you get in there when the equity is very, very cheap.
Yeah.
And you make, 10 times more money on the one or two big winners than you put into all the others combined. And so if you actually buy altcoins when they're very, very cheap, most of them are going to fail. Whoopee.
Yeah.
One may become pretty big, and you'll make
and
a whole lot
a bunch of
money.
Yeah. And you've got a bunch of them at that point. Yeah, I mean, if I were more of an investor, and I'm not really, I probably would have done stuff like that, like bought up a bunch of these altcoins way back in the day, but I was like, hey, Bitcoin's great. I like Bitcoin. I'm holding Bitcoin. And I could have, but I didn't. So, like I say, I'm not an investor. Even if I was, I can't predict the future, and you shouldn't follow anybody's advice, because nobody can predict the future.
Do your own research.
Yeah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Right now, though, a PotCoin will cost you 16.5 cents, so it's not too expensive to get into it. Whether it works or not is a whole other question. It's Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. And if you've been thinking about getting a home security system or maybe one for your office, check out blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get yourself the Blink home security system, which is super easy to set up. It's wireless, so you don't have to deal with drilling holes, running wires, setting up, you know, pain in the butt DVR systems. This is super easy to do. It's all set up with your wireless enabled device, like a smartphone or tablet. That's how you set up the whole system. You pop the batteries in the cans. You plug in the hub. That's the only thing that has a wire on it, and it works very well so far. That's been my experience. You can set each cam as far as like when they operate, when they're looking for motion, and then how long each clip is when they do see some motion. And then they will send those clips to your phone. So if you're not at home or not at the office or whatever and something's happening there, you're going to find out about it. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to Ralph in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph. Hello, Ralph. Going once. Ralph in New Jersey, going twice. All right. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Since we were talking about Bitcoin, I've teased this article on at least two shows, and we haven't even gotten to it yet. So here it is from Rick Falkvinge, who you may know as the founder of the Pirate Party, the very successful political party that kind of came out of nowhere within the last few years over in Europe. Was it Sweden, I think, where it got its start?
It's Scandinavia, yeah.
Yeah. So this is his story that he wrote over on his website, falkvinge.net. Toy with the following idea. With people used to Google searches having been free, instant, and reliable for years, a new Google management decides that a price market should develop for searches, with Google prices suddenly costing of upwards of $20, taking hours to complete and being notoriously unreliable. Does this sound like a good scenario? Does this sound like a recipe for winning? Well, it's what has happened to Bitcoin. The old Bitcoin, under the new management of a company called Blockstream, who keeps insisting against all evidence to the contrary that they're not in charge of Bitcoin. Nobody I know shows off Bitcoin to their friends anymore.
it's painfully embarrassing, he says. And I happen to agree. I am one of those people who has been a longtime Bitcoin advocate, an evangelist for Bitcoin, spending a lot of time and money promoting it. The church, the Shire Free Church vending machine here in town, the money that has come into that machine goes back out into promoting Bitcoin in the community. And I'm embarrassed about the fact that I've promoted Bitcoin because it's so bad to use Bitcoin to send these days. The fees are so expensive. It's prohibitively expensive.
Broken.
Yeah, I would argue that it is broken. It still works in that if you pay enough money into the system, you'll get your transaction through in a decent amount of time.
Yeah, but
you've got to pay through the nose.
I'm not paying $12 to buy a cheeseburger, man.
Yeah, I just had to pay. I had to move some Bitcoin around tonight. I had to send some Bitcoin to restock the vending machine here in town, and it cost me $5, and that was when I spent half the recommended fee. So there's the recommended fee, which would have cost more than twice that. I sent actually less than half of the recommended fee, and it cost me $5 worth of Bitcoin.
So it'll get there tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, actually, I think it might have gotten confirmation, but you never know.
What was the total amount you were sending?
One Bitcoin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember,
the amount doesn't matter. It depends on where the Bitcoin's coming out of in your wallet as far as how much the fee is going to cost you. So I could have sent one Bitcoin or I could have sent half a Bitcoin. The fee might have been exactly the same,
right,
or it might have been more one way or the other.
Well, just a few weeks ago, I bought like $1,000 worth of Bitcoin, and the person I bought it from used a transaction fee about the size of what you would use for Dash.
So, like, a cent's worth.
Yeah.
That's going to get stuck.
It did.
Yeah.
It got stuck for 5 days, and then they eventually had to send another $1,000 through with a super high fee, and that
pushed it through
both
the system.
Transactions through the system.
Yeah, at one point, the mempool, which is like...
That's where the unconfirmed transactions await confirmation.
Yeah, it was like a week or so ago. It was up to like 175,000 unconfirmed transactions, and just been sitting there for days.
Mm-hmm.
That's right after they canceled the split when Bitcoin Cash was going absolutely berserk. I made some money during that. That was a really nice time.
Yeah, I totally called that whole episode I did a post on LinkedIn the Thursday before and. It all came right to the prices I was expecting, and people are going, dude, how did you figure that out?
The mempool still is loaded up. I mean, it's down from where it was a week ago.
Where are we at right
half
now?
Half a week ago. It's still at 73 megabytes. So that's 73 megabytes of data, of transactions that are just sitting out there awaiting confirmation. Everybody that's got transactions in that 73 megabytes, who knows when you're going to get cleared out? Whenever the network gets around to processing it. So it's messed up, and it is an embarrassment. I totally agree with Rick Falkvinge here, is that to tell people about Bitcoin is like, I don't want to tell them about Bitcoin. I just sort of want to reference Bitcoin as this important thing that happened at some point in the past that sort of created all these other cool things that now you should be using things like Bitcoin Cash or Dash.
What I do is when I explain Bitcoin to people, I say, do you want to use it as a store of value or as a medium of exchange? So if you want to use it as a store of value, you buy some and you just sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use it for commerce, for sending money to people or something, use something else like Bitcoin Cash or Litecoin or Dash or whatever, because it's a lot cheaper, a lot faster, and it's just
problem though with that whole like just use something else. Where
you can't for the most part.
Yeah, I would be totally happy if I could go to Save It Purse and just spend Bitcoin Cash.
You can actually, because they have Shapeshift, I believe, built in at SaveItPurse.com.
Yeah.
So we've talked about that before. That is an option.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes.
Never mind then. Shut up.
I have the Exodus wallet on my computer, and that can do all that. And there's Litecoin on. Even if you're on Coinbase, you can use the Litecoin.
But Will is right though. The market for these other currencies is very limited as far as like where you can spend them.
Can't go to Newegg.
You can't go to most places that take Bitcoin do not take something else. Now, there are some people who are fanatics like Johnson, our co-host on Tuesday nights. He just launched libertyminded.com, which is a place where you can go and get Free Talk Live gear. Finally, again, it's been a long time since it's been on the market. It's now available. And he decided he was going to use a company called Coin Payments to accept a variety of cryptocurrencies. So he's taking like a dozen or something. I don't know how many, but like several cryptos there. But you only really find that with people who are crypto nuts, right? Yeah. Like people who are big fanatics of cryptocurrency in general, and they just want to take as many as they can and, you know, whatever. But whatever makes the customer happy, okay, I'll take your Dogecoin. Okay, I'll take your, you know, fill in the blank, your Popcoin or whatever. Because you know you can convert it after the fact, and that's cool. But as far as, like, how many businesses that take Bitcoin also take one other crypto, I don't know what the statistic is, but I bet it's a super majority of them do not take anything else except for Bitcoin. Now, it's nice that we're seeing on some Bitcoin like websites like blockchain.info or Coinbase, as you mentioned, Mike, where Coinbase has – they've got Litecoin and Ether now, do they not?
Yes, they do.
Right. Blockchain added Ether this year, so they have now Bitcoin and Ether, and they're planning on adding Bitcoin Cash. Blockchain.info and Coinbase are two of the most – the world's most popular ways that people store Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And so it's good. We're starting to see some forays into these other alternatives, but it's – way early in that whole process, and, you know, as far as point of sale is concerned, it's been just, I mean, it's just been a dark. I mean, there's been nothing out there as far as just Bitcoin. There aren't even very many point of sale companies as far as that make it even possible for point of sale to happen.
If I'm not mistaken, the BitPlus point of sale system that I had on my show a few weeks ago. They are a multi-currency platform.
Good, 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 good. Yeah, I was interested in that when I heard you interviewing them. Is that out yet?
Well, there is a store. There's multiple places overseas. Mm-hmm. There's in Guyana and another one in Nigeria, a couple places in Africa and South America where they have businesses that are using it. But now there's a business in Maine. I can look it up and get the name of it for you while we're on break. Is using their platform as well.
And it's cool. I remember they said it was like $1,000 to get their point of sale system. And maybe there's businesses out there that are looking for a new point of sale and they're willing to make that change because it sounded like a good one.
Yeah.
But for the average business that, you know, let's just say they sunk some money into a Square system or whatever. I don't know how much that costs. Maybe it's free. I don't know. But they've got their own system. They've had it for a while. They're not going to want to change. So a company like BitPay, for instance, is can you take me out?
Yeah.
Take you out?
Yeah. All right, so we're going to be back. Ian's got a frog called.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon,
and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.